Hey, good morning, everybody. It's your favorite girl, Ugly Pretty Chick, here on this Sunday, June 21st. Happy Father's Day, everybody, to all the great fathers out there, grandpas, uncles, everybody. I want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day, all right? Even the single mothers. I know some fathers don't like admitting it, but some mothers got to play fathers too, okay? We ain't got a choice sometimes. But happy Father's Day, guys, and I hope you guys have a blessed day. It's beautiful outside. I hope you enjoying the barbecues and beaches out there, and it's clear skies, so enjoy it. So getting into today's topic, I chose to make it about loyalty and the bubble it puts you in. What do I mean by loyalty and the bubble it puts you in? Well, I would like to know what you guys think too. So, if you want to go ahead and follow me on Facebook at Too Much Mandy, you could like, share, and follow my stuff. You can even inbox me and we could talk about it. We could even talk about it on one of the episodes. You can even go live with me, okay? Or you could follow me on IG at ugly underscore pretty underscore chick, okay? And now I will give you my version. Loyalty to me is everything. I don't just say it because it's a word. I say it because I mean it. It's a feeling. It really is. You are taught loyalty once you come out of your mother because your mother gave you birth. So why not be loyal to that woman that took care of you? And that goes for anybody. Why not be loyal to somebody that take care of you? Or that help you, or that loves you, or tries to love you, tries to understand, tries to make it better. Why make it hard for that person? Why can't that person be heard? Why is loyalty one-sided? Why do other people have to get built in a bubble that everything is good, everything is great, or everything will be good, everything will be great, but and you have to show your loyalty to this person, but this person doesn't want to show loyalty to you. I don't understand what definition people have of loyalty. That's why I am so interested into like hearing what you guys think about this topic. Please inbox me. Please voice message me. I have to hear it. I have to. And I will make a part two of this podcast and I will include everyone in it, okay, guys? Because I think this is huge. This is, especially at a time like this, we really found out who we could depend on, huh? That was a little hard before. We danced around those topics. We tried to cover everything with a good time and good pictures and good videos and fun stuff, and we were hurting behind all that. People were hurting us, you know? And even now, people still, I could use me as an example, hurt me when I needed them the most. And I know that other people needed me too, and you know what? I'm only human. I try to do what I can when I can, the best way I can, and that's all how you can live. Amen. But when someone cannot give you what they ask for, how can you have loyalty to that person? Now, the bubble and the good life that you thought you could try to build is messed up. And that could be with any relationship. Once someone steps over the boundaries that you create, how do you let that person back in? It's like they're stuck between two walls. Because you tried to let them through the first wall, because just like you have many layers of your skin, I have many layers on my wall. Like, hello. It's what I've been through. This is me, and it's okay to be you, and it's okay to have how many walls and how high you want them. Those are the expectations for yourself. This is what you require for yourself. No, don't make them impossible But do make the impossible possible as well. Yes, did you catch that? Play that back. But loyalty, it's not impossible. It is possible. It is possible. It is possible to be a human being and to move on and to love people who love you. It's okay. I don't understand why emotion is such a huge thing to people. People use emotion and use it for anger. And sometimes people don't notice that. And I'm one of those people too. I used to be like that, very angry about what other people did to me or what other people were doing to me at the time. Or, you know, I don't allow that to happen anymore. I said this in my last episode. That's other people's energy. It's not my energy. I don't need it. I don't want it. No, thank you. And that needs to be a motto. I need to hashtag that. But it's the truth. Sheesh. You can't. I don't think people should live in a bubble. I think loyalty is a very big word and it's too big for a bubble. I believe people need to stop putting labels on things and using words they do not understand themselves. I think people need to understand that loyalty means, again, when you have love for someone, you do anything for them. And this is with anything. You have to have a passion. And no one can give you that. No one can make you happy. And I learned that the hard way. God is my witness, the angels that walk with me know that that wasn't easy. But I had to change because I wanted better. I wanted to do better. And that's when my blessings started following. When I thought I was being pushed to my limit, that's because that's what it was. I was being pushed to my limit. And we've all been there. I know. Even though people don't want to talk about it, and that's okay. It's okay. It's okay. But that's why you got people like me that do things like this and go on and talk about topics like this. Topics people are too, they don't want to touch. And I think we should touch them. I think we should touch topics that bother us because how do we get over fear but fear itself? You know? So, I used to hear a lot. I'll throw myself out there real quick. I used to hear a lot that, she's insecure. Maybe you're right. I was insecure. Boo. But the woman that I built today, the only insecurities that I have are the ones that live within myself because of myself, not because of no one else. Okay? My loyalty runs that deep that it is impossible for me to be insecure about anything because I was a good person all the time to everyone and anyone. So believe everything that everyone says about who they say it about. But there's a difference when you really know those people and know their heart and know, I know my loyalty, I know their loyalty, and I know this person. And when you love somebody, you will never try to hurt them on purpose because we all make mistakes. I'm not saying we're perfect, I'm perfect, I'm not perfect. This is why I call myself ugly pretty chick. I know my worth. I know what I'm about. I accept the good and the bad about me. Hell, I'm a Gemini. But I'm humble. And that's something you're born with. You can't be taught that. I take that back. You can learn to be humble. Because every day I learn to be more and more humble. And calm. It's okay to have peace. And it's okay to have space. And it's okay to be by yourself. That doesn't mean you're not loyal. It just means you need to recomputerize your mind. Because life does get a lot sometimes. And people do get on your nerves sometimes. And it's okay. I think anxiety, especially mine, I think I created that for myself. When I get anxiety sometimes, it just comes out of nowhere. I know people suffer from this. I'm not talking secret science over here, guys. Everybody gets anxiety. Everybody gets upset about something. But it's how you deal with it, how you go about it. You got to remember, to every action, there's a reaction. And that goes with loyalty, too. Because then that's how I know where you stand. And that should be with everybody. Don't deal with what you don't need to deal with. And those who don't want to be loyal to you, you know what? Still bless them. Because they're still God's child. And so are you. Whatever you believe in, you're still blessed by something, someone. And that person would want good for you. So keep giving that good out, even when people don't want to be nice to you. I think I talked enough for today. Listen, appreciate your family. Fathers, appreciate your kids. Being a father, I've seen it firsthand, great fathers. And the influence they have on their kids, and it's amazing. Keep doing what you're doing, even if you're struggling, just show up. Bappy, just show up. I'm a victim of it myself, you know, of growing up with just my grandmother and my sister and my cousins, you know. But I had great male figures and great dads in my life. So bless you guys. Bless all of the mothers. Like I said, I don't care what the guys say. They could say English, Spanish, Chinese. If you ain't a single parent, you don't understand. Okay? And if you aren't a single parent, you're even more blessed. And God bless you. Have a positive day, guys. I'm heading to the beach. Later.